said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
when the pranic flow established in the body, we start deriving all the nutrients from the environment. When our health improves, we automatically improve in all different fields of life. When the health suffers, we suffer. When the health improves, everything improves. And health improving doesn't mean just absence of disease. people say we are already healthy. We don't have to do any changes in what we eat. But are you really healthy? What is real health? Not having diseases, not consuming drugs. Is that what makes you healthy? Don't you on and off suffer from backaches, cough, cold, fever, abdominal pains, aches here and there, lack of energy, unwillingness to exercise, tiredness, fatigability, sleep pattern is poor, difficulty in falling to sleep, difficulty in getting up, body is always in pain. Is that health? Health means perfect balance. Health means you're full of vitality. You're full of energy. The mood is vibrant, joyous. There are no mood fluctuations because we are what we eat. We are the result of what we are consuming. So to re-establish that pranic flow in the body is very important. And that flow cannot get established unless and until the dense, the heavy, the denatured, the dehydrated food is thrown out of the system. Heat is the enemy of nutrition. Anything put to flame becomes less. If a house is burnt, does it become more or less? It becomes less. So, the moment you burn, you cook, you boil, you steam, anything you do, you change the structure. Is it not a wonder that an elephant is so big and what does it eat? Grass, chimpanzee and gorilla, they are very powerful. If a gorilla punches, he can break the walls. Chimpanzee, same DNA. And what do they eat? How come they have such a mammoth, gigantic body? The two biggest marketing businesses in the world are food industry and pharmaceutical industries. And they cater to the basic weakness of humankind, because we all are slaves to senses. Pranic journey is the journey of mastery. Pranic journey is the journey of self-mastery. Pranic journey is the journey to become controller of your own senses. So after completing 13 days, understanding different aspects of pranic consciousness, pranic abilities, now we have to take a small step of transition. This is just a transition. And everything that you do on this path teaches you something about yourself, about your own life, about your own health. And as I said, when the body is healthy, your mind becomes healthy. And body and mind, when both are healthy, you are altogether different person. Your emotions are under your control. Mood fluctuations are so common. Erratic emotions are so common. Uncontrolled emotions are so common. Person otherwise is so calm, but you see a person suddenly flying into a fit of rage, so angry. So, pranic journey is not just about food, it's about physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual development. The moment you change what you are eating, food becomes mind. Food and mind are one. So it is not just about physical health. It's about mental health, emotional health, spiritual improvement. Spirituality is nothing but overcoming vices and moving towards higher plane of consciousness. And without change of diet, that's impossible. So, we'll take a small step. And whenever we make a small change, the body revolts. Body doesn't want to make changes. It is a sort of shock to the body. Body suffers from deprivation, withdrawal, just as an alcoholic is drinking alcohol from last 40 years and you tell him, stop alcohol. He stops. He starts with tremors and cravings, intense craving, intense restlessness. You just want it. So we know alcohol is a big addiction. We know that smoking is a big addiction. Drugs are big addictions. But are we aware that food is also an addiction? And especially cooked food is in fact the biggest addiction. You try to give up cooked food and see what happens. The whole body demands it. By evening, you want. It could be anything. A small piece of cake. Something to chew. You feel restless. That itself shows the intensity of this addiction. It is said that you can change man's religion, but you cannot change his diet. You can convert Muslim into Hindu and Hindu into Muslim, Christian into Hindu and Hindu into Christian. But it is very difficult to change what he is eating. So the process should be gradual, very smooth, easy, so that we do not create the painful memory. And why do we do this? That's also an important thing to understand. Why? What happens when we take cooked one, anything which is put to fire? You all have experienced that when you take a very heavy meal of cooked, how do you feel? You feel heavy. You feel sleepy. You feel exhausted. You search for a bed to lie down for some time. Then, diseases, illnesses. People say we are eating and we don't suffer. But then, how is the mood? How is the mind? That everything is linked with food. There are many things in spirituality. If there are 10 things, food is just one thing, accepted, but a very important thing. If you can change that, all the 9 things would become all the more powerful. When you shift to natural food, you come back to your original nature of soul very easily. Cooked food and soul consciousness. It's a difficult thing. So the journey starts from non-veg to veg. Person is eating non-vegetarian food, which is very heavy. It contains the vibrations of violence. And then you realize, about 40-50 years back, when people started talking about vegetarianism, some of the people were shocked what you are talking in the Western world, because meat eating is so common. Plant-based diet, how is it possible? Can you become bodybuilder with plant-based diet? Not at all. You have to eat meat. Then you become powerful. That was the concept, but gradually that concept got phased out. And the new concept came, vegetarianism. After vegetarianism, now the new another concept came, veganism. They understood the ill effects of milk and all the dairy. It's a mucus producing agent and the associated diseases, cancers and so on. The greatest book on milk is China Study. If you want, you can go and read the book, China Study. And there are so many other evidences. So the transition is from vegan to non-veg to vegetarianism. From vegetarianism, then we move towards vegan. Vegan means you avoid all animal products. Not just eating, but for using also. The cover of mobile, your shoes, all the leather business. Because everything that is coming from animal is not for you. So you enter into the territory of vegan, but then there is cooked vegan. And now the next transition is raw veganism. Raw veganism means you do not take anything which is touched by fire. Or raw foodism, there are so many different definitions. Any food which is cooked above 104 degree is not raw. But ideally, better not to put to fire. The moment you put any food to fire, your cells are living. Your body is living. And cooked food is a dead food. How can dead activate the living cell? Cooked is dead. Cooked is addictive. Cooked is denatured. Cooked is dehydrated. When you take cooked food, you need a lot of water. People keep on drinking water. They get up in the morning and drink 3 glasses and 4 glasses of water. Whole day they keep on drinking water. Why? Why so much thirst? Because cooked food increases thirst. It also increases appetite. You become more and more hungrier. To feel hungry is not a bad thing. But then you resort to binge eating. And people become overweight. Fat. And then diseases, fatty liver, high cholesterol, blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes, heart diseases, atherosclerosis, dimness of vision, you can't hear. And again you keep on falling sick, sometimes cold, cough, fever. And then you resort to medications, side effects, and so on and so forth, multiple things. The moment you switch from cooked to non-cooked, you find that you are suddenly free from all the diseases. You find that you don't anymore suffer. Your resistance to temperature increases. In cold, you don't feel too much cold. In hot, you don't feel too much hot. Your pain sensitivity. Earlier, slight somebody, you get hurt. You feel too much pain. Now you realize that your pain sensitivity is reduced. You don't feel much pain. Your energy level increases. Your mind becomes clear. Because the moment you put heavy food, your mind becomes dull. you can't think too nicely. Clarity of thinking is lost. People have cured themselves from chronic diseases by resorting to raw foodism. So, from today onwards, for next 3 days, this is the raw challenge. Just try it out and see what happens. Anything which is cooked, anything which is steamed, anything which is boiled, not to take into the system. Take only raw food. When I say raw, organic, raw, fresh, what are the things which are included in this raw food? We should have a good planning. Otherwise, sudden desire. And you lose everything. You can have all fresh fruits. There are many people who just don't like fruit. They take fruit just as a snack. Means like, let us have fruit, now we will have our meals. They don't think that fruit itself is complete meal. Phal. Phal means fruit. It is the essence of that entire tree. It contains the highest nutrients. Fruitarian diet. Fruitarian diet, juicearian diet, sproutarian diet. So, raw veganism means fruitarian. You become fruit eater. You start loving fruit. And there are so many varieties. One, so many colors, so many tastes. You enjoy these fruits. Okay, if you don't want to eat fruit, then second is juicing. You can juice them. Though this is artificial, juicing itself is an artificial thing. But still, it's better than your cooked stuff. Juicing. Then you have got vegetables. You can create salads. You can have smoothies. And for taste, you can add whatever things you want in the initial stages. Because you should not feel deprived. You should feel satisfied and full. So you can have few things like boiled potatoes if you want to make it heavy. Or you can have puffed rice, poha, but raw. You can try many multiple things. The moment you enter into this world, you automatically discover things. So for next 3 days, there's no need to enter kitchen. Kitchen in the sense where there is a fire. Fireless kitchen. You can create variety of dishes and recipes. Then you have got nuts. Nut or nut milks. Almond. Cashew nuts. And so many of them. You can create milk out of them. And if you drink one glass of milk, you don't feel hungry for next 6 hours. It is very strong and heavy. Almond milk. You can have dates, figs, raisins, so many are there. You can use all of them. If you can get them freshly grown, that is all the more good. But if you don't, then you can try all of these things. And observe the effect, what is happening to the body. And let it be conscious eating. Very slow. Don't rush. Don't be in a hurried way. And see what changes happen in the body. By evening, you are a new person. The energy level has increased. The sensitivity has increased. You can see more. You can hear more. You can feel more. And you observe your own body. What is happening? What is the color of urine? You know, the greatest national disorder or international disorder in the world is constipation. Every person suffers from constipation. Because you are eating cooked stuff. They clog the intestine. The first thing needed for meditation is clean stomach. When you have clean stomach, you become bodiless very easily. When your stomach is filled with food, undigested stuff, denatured stuff. Clogged intestines, blocked intestines. You don't feel like to, you feel gloomy, sad. Clean the stomach. And fruits are one of the greatest cleansers. They cleanse the system, arteries and clogged everything. So fruits, nuts, vegetables, then your grains, if you want, you can sprout them. Sprouts, sprouted grains and legumes, if at all you want. Because suddenly, don't give a shock to the body. You can use a lot of chutneys to make it tastier. You can use date syrup. Date syrup is a very good thing. It is an appetite suppressant. Date syrup. In this pranic journey, you can use a lot of date syrup. You can create dates. Whole night, soak it. Next day, take out the seeds. Mix, put it in the mix grinder. And then sieve it. And that is your date paste or date syrup. So, date syrup is your friend in this journey. It's a natural appetite suppressant. Also, it's a sweet. Sweet, you have raisins, fig, and all fruits. Colorful fruits. You can create salads. You can have bhel. Don't add anything cooked thing. Natural. All the vegetables you can use. You can have sprouts, moong, and all those things. You can use carrots, beet, tomatoes, chilies, green chilies, coconut water, coconut. If you want, you can use even coconut oil or olive oil or natural cold pressed oils to put on top of it. Because people fear this because they fear weight loss, extreme weight loss. So keep a balance. So you can try this for 3 days. So we are starting this raw challenge. It is a challenge. And see what happens. And what are the things which should be avoided? Tea, coffee, milk and all milk products. Your pizza, all bakery. All bakery. Bakery is, you know what it does. It goes in the system and it blocks because it contains refined flour, maida. It takes long time for digestion. It remains in the system. So, and what else you need to salt? Table salt. You can use rock salt and Himalayan pink salt, but very less in quantity. Wherever salt is needed, you can use lemon. Lemon is a very good cleansing agent. You can use lemon as much as possible. Lemon juice, tomato juice. One is tomato juice, another is tomato soup. What is the difference? Soup is 100 times more dangerous than tomato juice. Because soup means anything which is cooked becomes acidic. Anything which is cooked is acidic. And our body is alkaline. It needs balance. You need more of alkaline thing. Fruits are alkaline diet. The more acid you put into the system, you suffer from acidity, gas, flatulence, heaviness in the abdomen, constipation, burping, regurgitation, headaches, aches. Body suffers. So why not try putting things as they are. Before eating anything, take that thing on your hand and ask, can I eat it as it is? If the answer is yes, eat, otherwise don't. Take grains, dal, can I eat them as it is? No, I can't, it's so hard. You have to cook it. Okay, I cooked it. Can I eat now? No, it is tasteless. I have to add oil, ghee, salt, condiments, spices. Still, can I eat it? No, I want something else with it. Some sabji or chutney. So much processing things have to be done. take anything you want to eat on the palm of your hand and ask, can I eat it as it is? Wheat, take the wheat. Okay, take condiments, masala on your hand. Can I eat it? I can't, so it is not needed. It irritates the internal system. Cooked food irritates the veins, the nerves. The path of Brahmacharya becomes very easy if you follow raw. With cooked, the sensual urges keep happening. Refined oils, avoid. Roasted nuts. Now this is a great maya. You have nuts, but they roast and they make it salty. Then cooked fruits. People cook fruit also. Fruit jam, fruit, what is that? You know, what is that milk thing? Fruit salads. Alcohol, pasta, pastries, pasteurized. Refined sugars. Sugar is very addictive. Refined sugar. If you want to eat sweet, you can go for honey or dates or raisins. Those things you can use, but not this. This is very addictive. Chips. Potato chips. Very addictive. Can you eat one potato chip at a time? No, you have to finish that whole. You cannot. You eat one and you stop. It can never happen. You eat one biscuit and you stop. Can it happen? If not possible. It is addictive. Once you eat, you want to eat more. Anything which is salty, it stimulates the dopamine here. And when the dopamine is secreted, you feel pleasure. And when the pleasure is there, you want more. So the more salt you eat, the more you want. Today you ate salt, now tomorrow you want salt only and more in quantity. So salt is an addictive thing. So also sugar is an addictive thing. If you eat gulab jamun, you want the same gulab jamun next day. It is like this. So understand your addictions and work on them. So next 3 days, this is a raw challenge. Go and explore the world of raw as much as possible and see what happens to the body. What happens to your meditation? What happens to your soul consciousness? What happens to your love for God? What happens to your lifestyle? What happens to your Amrit Vela? What happens to your Murli retention? What happens to your Brahmacharya? What happens to your energy level? What happens to your Seva? What happens to your sthiti stage with uncooked? What happens to your sleep? You will suddenly find that you get up and you are so fresh. What a change. You find out. If you feel it is good, accept it. If you feel it is not, throw it away. Go back to your cooked and enjoy. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata chapita tvameva. Tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva. Tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva. Tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel.
Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the